I took a little hiatus. I said I want to just like declare myself legally dead for a year. nobody messing me. You know, just like I'm just want to be off the grid.
Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today, we're hitting that popular TMZ Illuminate Confirmed show where we hit a whole lot of topics. One-stop shop to catching up to all your unpopular culture symbolism. And today we're going to talk about a lot. Talk about Ghislaine Maxwell, Roe versus Wade and abortions. Yes, trigger warning, my friends. Trigger warning. Halsey, she's got a viral video talking about how her label was forcing her to make videos for TikTok. Some allegations against Dave Grohl. YSL problems, that's Young Thug's label for the rap record. Billboard Music Awards had some symbolism we're going to cover. Madonna, she's got some NFTs of the Mother Goddess. We've got a human furniture sighting we got to cover from a classic conspiracy film. We got what else we got? We got something else on here. A little surprise. We'll say it's a little surprise because I don't have it in my notes. I know we got more. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're going to move forward. We're going to get it going. First topic, Ghislaine Maxwell. She finally got the decision. The court said 20 years. Ghislaine got 20. A lot of people upset. I'm upset. I think that's BS. The message being sent is that you can groom girls as young as 14 to take part in a global trafficking ring of abuse. Take a 14-year-old girl and groom her to make sexy time with some old creeper or some old creeper's old creeper buddies, the elites. And you can do that for many years. Totally fine. Well, not totally fine. I mean, she's getting 20 years, right? It's she's getting two bids, but she'll probably be out in less than that, right? For good behavior. And I think, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I think this could be part of the whole weird rollout of Roe v. Wade's being overturned. The case Roe v. Wade. The timing is impeccable. Because last Friday, the Supreme Court struck down the decision from the Roe v. Wade. I don't know the legal terms. I'm not a lawyer, but you know what I'm saying. The protections afforded by that court decision were overturned. And basically they said it's now up to the states. There's no federal sort of protection. And now the states can come up with their own laws. And all these states came up with these trigger laws, getting ready to already pull the trigger when it happened. And I thought, what great timing. While we're all talking about this extremely controversial subject and arguing about it, they sentenced Ghislaine Maxwell to 20 years. And in fact, if you read through the mainstream media articles, the general vibe you get is that, well, you know, Ghislaine, she is convicted of trafficking young girls to Jeffrey Epstein, who's already dead, so he's kind of already paid his price, and she's going to do 20, and look, you know what? Case closed. Everything's great. They're changing history. They're already changing history. I've done many shows on Epstein. And the truth is that he ran a network, a ring, if you will, much like you saw with Sandusky when his thing happened at Penn State, my beloved alma mater, Penn State. They said he was part of a ring, but everyone thinks, you know, enough time passes by and they can keep it distracted enough that we just think, oh, just this one guy doing the one thing. He just got caught. No, Epstein wasn't. It wasn't just for Epstein. It was for a ring of high-profile people. He was running a child trafficking ring for the elites, and Ghislaine Maxwell was the what's the term? One of the groomers, right? She would procure 14-year-old girls to make sexy time with Epstein and all of his buddies that he was trying to, you know, allegedly get blackmail on. Whatever. I mean, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and the list goes on and on. All these celebrities hanging out with Epstein, totally normal. Totally normal behavior. I think it was Alec Baldwin, Naomi Campbell. Who else was on that? The flights to his Pervo Island there. Katie Couric. Didn't she say she went to some weird-ass Eyes Wide Shut party with all these young girls? They want to shut it down. They want to just close the conversation on it, much like those emails released with the pizza topic a couple years ago. They want to put this artificial closing to it. Like, oh, okay, we're done. Book, case closed. All is well. Resume. And I think they use this Roe versus Wade decision to their maximal advantage. It's all about this massive push for a control system. And they're trying to keep us distracted while they continue to abuse and groom children. I guess, right? I mean, that's the theory, and it makes a lot of sense. So basically, so she got 20 years, and I'm sure she'll do less in the end. In fact, I think she's filing for some appeals. I'm sure it'll get knocked down to like 14, and then she'll do 5, and then with good behavior, she'll be on probation or whatever, parole, whatever. But let's say she does 20. Let's say she does the full 20. She did a full 20 for coordinating a ring of sex trafficking underage girls to elites. Meanwhile, a woman in Texas currently, if a woman and a doctor are involved in an abortion, they will get more years in prison. They can get up to life in prison. How on earth is our justice system fair with this, right? Because in America, we apparently only really care about fetuses. We don't really care about kids and humans. We care about fetuses. A fetus that has the potential to be a child. And look, here we go. We're going to trigger warning coming up. And look, I know you listen to my show because you've got an open mind and you're willing to hear some things. And we don't have to agree on everything. We really don't. And it's fine, right? Like, I respect people who are pro-life. I get it, you know? It's not a black and white thing. I think ultimately it comes down to a belief, right? When does life happen? What parts of our bodies are the magical part where the soul and the consciousness is infused into a body? It comes down to a spiritual belief in some ways. So I get it, right? But the reason Ghislaine gets less prison time for literal abuse and wrecking the lives of children is the same reason why we still sell assault rifles that people can go into schools and literally kill tons of innocent children. It has nothing to do with it, with saving these lives. Because in America, it seems like we don't really care about kids. We care about control. Control. It's this weird blend of this spirituality mixed in with control of women and disrespect of women, disrespecting their ability to make a health decision on their own. And look, even if it's not true, even just on the surface of the argument, a fetus is apparently coveted more than an actual child if you look at how we dictate our laws and our beliefs. And so what they're saying is, like, even if there's that fetus that they want to protect has abnormalities, like it's going to be born without a brain, it's non-viable because it's intrauterine. I got to look up some of these words. I had to look it up. I don't know medical terms. Or it's dead. It's already dead inside the woman's body, and they need to abort it for the safety of the mother. Now there are laws in certain states that the woman must stillbirth it, even if it's dangerous for the mother. Even if the mother might die going that route, that's where we're headed. It's crazy. We got fetal membranes rupturing. We got placenta separating from the wall of the uterus. The mother can be uncontrollably bleeding, congenital abnormalities, birth defects incompatible with life, sometimes they know the baby's going to be dead within minutes of its birth because it's got so many problems. Or maybe the woman was 14 and was groomed by Epstein and raped by a 60-year-old man. And it's just simply not fair for her to have to start her life out with these permanently life-altering decisions that will be full of consequences. And it's just simply not right to do that to another human being. Point is, there's many good reasons to have an abortion. So it begs the question of what's really going on when we decide to strike down Roe versus Wade. I think it's part of a larger control system. I think it's part of a larger conspiracy. Clarence Thomas said it. He said that next they're going to go after gay marriage, gay sex, birth control. That's a control system, everybody. That's a police state. I'm trying to not get too passionate here. I'm very passionate about this, though. It's very upsetting. But to go after birth control, even, like, birth control actually lowers the rates of abortions. So if that's the end-all be-all is saving the fetus, then what is that about? It's not, because it's not about saving children or fetuses. It's about control. And they think that they can start with women because it's for some weird-ass reason, there's this undercurrent of, and I'm not saying all men or most men even, there's this undercurrent of men somehow being okay with that, I guess. I don't understand it. I think they're trying to pursue like I talked about before, the dystopian Handmaid's Tale, Eternal White Boy Summer. I talked about that with my shows on Trump, Putin, and Dugin. They're all campaigning for this traditionalism philosophy. And it bothers me that in the truther community, we talked for the last 3 years, not me personally, I kind of tapped out after the first 6 months because I was like, ugh, I didn't want to be involved in people's choice on whether or not to take the VACCINE. But I supported, right? I supported. In the truth community, we talked nonstop, my body, my choice, boom, boom, boom. I shouldn't have to take the thing, the experimental thing. And rightfully so. I support that logic. I always did. I still do. Yeah, it seems a lot more quiet when it comes to women's basic rights over their own body. All of a sudden, it's kind of crickets. When it's the same argument. In fact, I would argue it's even worse of an argument. The powers that be, they want full control. And they're using this lie, this deception of saving a human life and, oh, it's just murder. And look, I get it. I get the I actually understand the pro-life argument. I'm not being dismissive. I'm not saying like, oh, you're stupid if you're pro-life. I just think that people who are pro-life think that all the cases of abortion are just someone who was lazy and irresponsible and now this poor child is not going to get a life because they were just being lazy and stupid. And I bet that happens. I'm sure that happens, right? It happens. And that's tragic and that's sad and that's unfortunate. But I just rattled off, a dozen reasons of other examples of what happens. And you're getting into the medical field. You're getting into subjectivity. You're getting into a person's life and their decisions and their level of risk tolerance, which is why you can't let the state get in between that. And that's what just happened. I'm just saying you got to give a woman her right to make a decision with her body. No different than giving someone the right to refuse taking the VACCINE. I hate that I got to spell it out, but I'm trying to dodge censors. You know, they're coming for your boy all the time. Same way you have to give people the respect to make their own decisions on their own health. You can't have a totalitarian dictatorship that says, like, look, for instance, fast food, right? Not good for you. We all know that. Not good for you. And we in America say, you know what? We need a healthy society. What's the right choice? Do you have a dictator come down and say, okay, we're banning all fast food. No more fast food. No, you don't. You let people make that decision on their own. And it sucks because some people, like, they're very unhealthy because they're addicted to this stuff. And that sucks. Like, that's just not the way we run our country. You can't give the power to the government to control people's bodies and health choices. You just simply can't. The power structure got the religious right on their side by pretending to say it's saving this human life, but it's not even a human. It's, and I get it, right? It's the sort of foundation of a human life, but it's a fetus. It's a term for it because it's not the same thing as a child. It's not the same thing as a baby. It's just simply not the same thing. And as sad as it is, sometimes that fetus is not going to make it. But you can't give your power over to these elites, these you know, the big, bad, nasty government that everyone hates so much, who can't make one correct decision. Somehow we're okay with saying, okay, cool, now you make these decisions. I think it's because a lot of people are dismissive of women's, they don't respect women. They don't respect them to make the right choice. I don't know what it is. I mean, this is just me freestyling the ideas out, right? And also being kind of passionate and kind of upset about it. They're playing all of us in the end, right? Even if you don't want to take the stand of supporting women's rights, be selfish and say they're coming after all of us in the end. People are just a little too comfortable in America with the fact that they stripped some serious human rights away from half of the population just now. But like I said, I think this is all by design. Let's get back to conspiracy. Again, I'm going to get off my soapbox a little bit. And like I said, you know, I statistically, I know probably half of yous out there don't agree with me, and that's okay. And that's totally fine. And like, I'm not trying to belittle. I'm not trying to, I'm not name calling or whatever. I'm here to give you my opinion and my view on it. And I respect that you stick around for more, right? Because this is a very uncomfortable topic. That's why I don't get into politics. It's just too divisive. But I got to say something, because it upsets me. But I think this is all by design, and I feel like if we don't speak up, it's going to get worse. Even if you don't want to give women the respect they deserve on some level, be selfish and understand that it's going to get worse. Congressman Mary Miller was up on stage with Trump, and she said, oh, it's a great day for white lives, because that's what's happening here. They want the birth rates, I think, my theory. I think there's some white supremacy stuff going on here. It's some kind of mix of religious ideas, dictatorship, and white supremacy going on. If you listen to my 4 QAnon shows I did in the summer of 2020 and my 2 Russia Dark Art shows I did in March 2022, you can hear about this insanity of this bizarre philosophy called traditionalism, and all these alt-right weirdos subscribe to it. And if they don't understand the philosophy, they're just, you know, sucking up to the powers that be to be a part of the winning team. And if you still don't believe all this is possible after you listen to all those shows, check out the discussion happening right now over different tracking apps and cell phone providers providing information to the authorities through subpoenas of period tracking apps, location data, Google search engine results. Basically, they're trying to see if people are going to abortion clinics outside of their own state. In Texas and Oklahoma, they've got some kind of snitch-ass law where it's like, if you know anyone who's going out of state for it, call the authorities and you get money. Be a snitch, you know. It's like, dude, the more you suck up to these authority figures, like, the more, like, they're going to come down on you next. What are you thinking? You know what I mean? It's almost a verbatim power play of what we were all worried about happening with the pandemic. Remember, we were talking about, oh my God, they're going to have tracking and tracing apps on your phone so that if you're sick, it's going to track you when you leave your house and know when you're close to people. Remember that? Oh my God, they're going to mandate the vaccine, but it's my body, my choice. Why? How dare they? Fight the power. 3 years. Fight the power. We can't do this. Only it's happening. It happened. It actually happened. Maybe it didn't happen to you. Maybe you're a male and you're like, I don't care. Maybe you're, married and you're like, I don't care. I'm not getting an abortion. It bothers me that the conspiracy community is basically silent. Not all conspiracy people are. And I don't actively like search out the things. I just know from casually looking through my social media, and I subscribe to a lot of podcasts. I haven't seen anyone talking about it. Minimal talk, excuse me. I'm not saying anybody. Minimal talk about it. I mean, if they had some kind of announcement that they were going to mandate the VCCINE every show on every platform for weeks straight, that's all they would talk about. Meanwhile, they actually took away rights. You might not agree with that, but that's what happened. You might agree with that decision to take away those rights, which doesn't make any sense to me. But they were prepping us for this move. That's why they released the memo two months early. Oh my God, who leaked the memo? That never happened in history. Well, they leaked it. It was like predictive programming. They got to show it to you first to let you wrap your mind around it so that when it happens, it's like not so shocking. It's like, and if you read Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse, he talks about, they compare the study of society through the principles of electricity. And in a way, if you look at it through an electricity analysis, a transistor is in a state of on or off. And they don't want to just flick it on and boom, like, oh my God, there's too much current will flow through at one time. So they got to like place a resistor in circuit so it kind of like dampens it down, so it slows it down, so it's not this violent reaction, this capacitance or inductance. But yeah, it bothers me. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. Thank you for listening to my soapbox. God, this is turning into a whole Roe v. Wade show. Moving on. But anyways, that's all my pieces. It's like, no matter what you believe in it, understand that this opened up the door for a lot of bad stuff. And whether or not you want to agree with supporting women's rights to make their own choices as adults, the adults they are, they're coming for you next. Next, the BET Awards. Segue. BET Awards. Kanye West made an appearance, okay? He showed up to help give an award to Puff Daddy for his Lifetime Achievement Award. And he was covered head to toe like a real nut job. He had all black gloves, long sleeve coat, ski mask all the way up above his head, sunglasses, baseball cap. Literally head to toe, you didn't see anything on him. Like a real nut. But we're not here to make fun of Kanye. We're here to talk about the ritual aspect of what is going on with Kanye. He is continuing the death and rebirth ritual. Yes. He said, you know, I took a little hiatus. I said, I just want to declare myself legally dead for a year. I just want to be off the grid. And if you recall, just a few months ago, he released a poem called Dead. All right. And if you also recall, I did a show on his Donda concert. Donda? I always get it wrong. I think it's Donda. I should just listen to the first track of the album, the Donda 2. Is it Donda 2 or Donda 1? Anyway. He was, for his Donda concert, he locked himself into the stadium by himself to finish the album for like a week or something like that. And that is the first stage of the ritual. That is what they call the isolation period. And during isolation, you have to purify. You have to begin your confrontation with death. And if you recall, during the Donda concert, he lights himself on fire. And then you have the transition point where the old self symbolically dies, goes into the void. And he used to always talk about being in the sunken place. And you can find many headlines talking about how Kanye is in the void. And then finally, you get the integration with the new normal, which is apparently next year. But currently, he's in that transition. The old self symbolically dies and goes into the void. That's what he's doing right now when he says, I'm declaring myself legally dead for the year. I just want to be off the grid. He's symbolically dead, and he's going into the void, which is off the grid. And you'll see death and rebirth rituals in a lot of these secret societies, like the Freemasons, the Yale Skull and Bones. And all of these are references to King Solomon using necromancy to raise Hiram Abiff from the dead. Or some argue even further back, it's the resurrection of Osiris ritual, which occurs during every new president's inauguration. I did a whole show on that. Well, I don't know, January 2022 or 21? I don't remember. Now, it must have been 21 because I think it was for when Biden went in. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Peter Lavenda also talks about this death rebirth idea in The Dark Lord, and he calls it the prima materia. That's an alchemical term. And he says, basically, you cannot know life without death. And you have to go to the dark side. This is the void, or the off the grid, as Kanye says. The dark side is where the seeds are planted, dreams are born, creativity resides. It's the cellar of the soul of the cave where the beast resides. It's also called the unconscious mind, and it manifests with dark impulses and desires. That's what the shadow, which Carl Jung talks about. The Kabbalists call it the Sitra Ara. It's the realm of the damaged gods, the Klepoth, and you get to it through the Deoth. Now, that's why Kanye is wearing all black all the time. It's the dark impulses and desires. So there you go. We've been talking about Kanye going through this ritual, and he's apparently continuing it. Hocus Pocus 2. There's a trailer, you know. They made the sequel, and it's going to drop in September. But in the trailer, you hear a prayer to the triple goddess. They say, another year begins anew. Mother, no, I'm sorry. Another year begins anew, maiden mother and crone too. This suggests to me that there's more of this factual occult basis in this film, just like was baked into the first one. Because if you listen to my show, I released it, I think it was September or October of 21, we talked about how there was an actual satanic prayer, or satanic ritual, excuse me, in the movie. It actually happened. It was the literal words and everything. And this goes back to the Roman goddess of the moon, Luna. And the goddess has three stages of life. You got the mother, the maiden, and the crone. Or I should say the maiden, mother, and crone. The maiden is the young, healthy, innocent girl. That's Epstein victim territory there. So you got the maiden is the healthy, young, innocent girl. You got the mother. She's the mature. She's the all-loving. She's the protective woman. She's the fighter. Then you've got the crone. This is the old woman. She's the repository of knowledge. She is the great teacher. And in witchcraft or Wicca, they celebrate these as the phases of the moon. So you hear that in the Hocus Pocus 2 trailer, which tells me they must have went back into the actual occult books to plant some ideas into the new movie. So time will tell. We'll see what's in there. If you haven't listened to my first Hocus Pocus show, you got to listen to it. It's one of my most popular episodes ever. We're coming up on 50,000 downloads. I'll put a link in the show notes. Let me take a note. I'll put the link in the show notes. I posted it on my Instagram the other day. Halsey, her record label wouldn't let her release one of her tracks until she faked a viral video, which I found to be, you know, ironically, the video of her talking about how she was forced into making a viral video went viral. So was that the video they wanted her to do? Maybe. And this isn't new. We've seen Charlie XCX, Florence and the Machine. Well, maybe not the Machines, just Florence. And FKA Twigs. They all said similar things happened to them through their record label. And I think it's a larger propaganda issue with social media. In some ways, I think that social media and some kind of powers that be influenced the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, which I'm still working on the Johnny Depp show. I'm not sure how I'm going to approach that yet. But you'll notice there was a lot of videos mocking Amber Heard, glorifying Johnny Depp. But when I watched the whole thing, I think, man, they both look like they're kind of crazy people. They both look unstable. They both look like they abused each other. Why is he coming out like a perfect angel? And on TikTok, I get a lot of pro-communist, pro-socialism, expatriates moving to other countries videos. Oh, this is so great. I left America and I live in Thailand and it's so great because of blah, 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 doo. And maybe, right? Like, I'm not interested in those videos, but I just think it's funny how I get so much anti-capitalism, pro-other countries videos. Which, again, like, maybe it is true. I don't know. We also have the brain damage that all these TikTok videos are causing. I've got a quote here. Let's see. This application is literally creating a generation of digital junkies addicted to novelties to the point that many children and teenagers can no longer watch a whole movie, listen to a song that is longer than 3 minutes. That's Toller Marcella wrote that on Twitter. And I think that's totally true. I witnessed that with my own eyes in my own life. That's a fact, Jack. And the social media, everything is a show now. Everything is an ad. Everything. You know, especially on TikTok. It's like some whole new level of propaganda on TikTok. An example would be, you know that song, A, B, C, D, E, F, U, blah, 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 D. I don't know the words. It's a dumb song. Well, supposedly, the story about that is that the artist who sings it, I don't know her name, she was on TikTok and she asked for some song ideas. And one of the comments said, you should make a breakup song with the letters of the alphabet. And she was like, okay. So she made A, B, C, D, E, F, U. Oh, wow. That's an incredible story. And then it blew up. Wow. It's all over TikTok now. Well, it turns out, if you dig into it, the comment was left by a person who was a marketer for Atlantic Records, which just so happened to be the label that the singer was on. My goodness. Was it a setup or not? Of course it was a setup. Everything on social media is not to be trusted. Foo Fighters. Man, we can't stop talking about Taylor Hawkins, can we? New York Post has an article saying that all of his friends complained that Taylor Hawkins had vocalized and verbalized how he couldn't keep up with this exhausting tour schedule that Dave Grohl forced him into. He told Dave Grohl, like, look, man, I can't keep up with this. And Dave Grohl was like, oh, really? Boom, here's some more tour dates. We're turning up the heat. I'm gonna read you from the New York Post. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins was at its wit's end before his death at 50 in March. Multiple friends told Rolling Stone in a new investigative piece published Monday. Reporters at the Rock Bible said they interviewed 20 of Hawkins' friends in the month and a half since his death. His family members and Foo Fighters bandmates declined to be interviewed. Very strange. But the band's management said they dispute Hawkins' friends' characterizations of how he was feeling. But how was he feeling? However, according to friends, Hawkins was concerned about the band's rigorous touring schedule and didn't know if he could physically handle playing three-hour shows night after night. They alleged that he questioned if he could continue on as a full-time member of the band. Quote, he had a heart-to-heart with Dave, and yeah, he told me that he couldn't effing do it anymore. Those were his words, said Pearl Jam drummer and side project collaborator Matt Cameron. So I guess they did come to some understanding, but it just seems like the touring schedule got even crazier after that. A Foo Fighters rep denies that Hawkins raised these concerns, telling Rolling Stone, no, there was never a heart-to-heart or any sort of meeting on this topic with Dave and Silva Artist Management. The rep also denied reports that Hawkins was the band member who passed out on a plane in December. Meanwhile, Hawkins' friend Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith told Rolling Stone that incident indeed happened. That was one of the straws that broke the camel's back, Smith said. After that, he had a real important heart-to-heart with Dave and the management. He said, I can't continue on this schedule, and so we've got to figure out something. So all the labels and the band are like, no, that never happened. But 20 of his friends and family or whatever said, yeah, that did happen. Who do you believe? It's just more fodder for the theory that Dave Grohl somehow in some way coordinate some Faustian pact to sacrifice the soul of Taylor Hawkins. Sounds incredible. But if you don't believe me, you have to listen to my episode on the film Studio 666. You got some homework. Because when you listen to that episode, you will think otherwise. And I think that's a Patreon only back in March, I think. I could be wrong. YSL, Young Thug and Gunna, they got arrested. This is a record label by Young Thug. These are some rappers, right? From I believe they're both from Atlanta. And it was just a few weeks after his baby mama got killed. And right after the arrest, a member of the label YSL, Lil Keed, died. Some say it was lean. I don't know. But the YSL Records label, it's a whole thing. It's affiliated with big names, Lil Baby, Youngboy NBA, of course, Young Thug and Gunna. Huge names in hip-hop, right? Well, 28 members of YSL were arrested and charged with RICO conspiracy. This is how they arrested all the mob crime family bosses back in the day. Now, why are we talking about it? Because if you recall, I wrote a book about hip-hop conspiracies called Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. You can get it on Amazon. I narrated it on Audible. Or you can buy a signed copy straight from me, gumroad.com/IsaacW. But I wrote it in 2014, and then I wrote a revised version of it, which is the version you'll get if you buy them from any of those places, in 2016. Because I got invited on to Shade 45, which is a station, the hip-hop station on Sirius XM. And I went to LA to the studio to get interviewed. I talked about the experience of that in the book. So if you want to learn more about the crazy time I had out there of having people call in, tell me they hated me, me talking to Rude Jude about the show afterwards and everything, I talk about it in the book. Anyhow, in the book, in the revision, I had some talk about Young Thug. He was a new artist at the time. And it was very interesting. I'm going to read you from the book. Young Thug and Lil Wayne had a public beef, and it came to a head when someone shot at Lil Wayne's tour bus. What is interesting is that there was some predictive programming at hand, because the man accused of being the shooter was actually in a Young Thug video holding the same assault rifle while calling someone on his cell phone, which was how the Lil Wayne shooting went down, with the recipient of the phone call that was happening alleged to be Birdman, although no charges were ever made. So a little bit of predictive programming there, but maybe this arrest adds to the theory that Young Thug really did have something to do with that shooting. How dare you try to take out Lil Wayne? What are you thinking? Lil Wayne, excuse me. Jimmy the Jackhammer always gives me grief. It's not Lil Wayne, it's Lil Wayne. All right, you got it, buddy. The Billboard Music Awards. They occurred on the Superflower Blood full moon. All right. Now, we talked about the Roman goddess of Luna, the goddess of the moon that the Wicca folks idolize? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Doja Cat showed up, and she was wearing an ensemble that was no less than a full-on Saturnian garb. Her purse was the planet Saturn. Obviously, it had the ring and everything. But she also wore black, which is the color of Saturn. And the dress that she wore was in the likeness of the Lord of the Rings tower of with the all-seeing eye of Sauron on the top of it. So much illuminate confirmed in one outfit. I actually made a post on Instagram. You can check it out back when this happened. What was this, a month ago maybe? Puff Daddy, who's given the Lifetime Achievement Award, he was at the BBMAs and he said he's, now he's love and now he's a frequency. All right, Puff, you got it, buddy. Fat Joe was there. He botched the intro for Florence and the Machines. You had one job and you botched it. That's twice we talked about Florence and the Machines in this show. What do you know? Machine Gun Kelly told us that Megan Fox was pregnant, and the same day we find out Britney Spears was not pregnant. And I still haven't been in touch with Jason Alexander. He's still in the clink. All right, we're coming near the end here. Oh, we got two more topics. Madonna, then we got Human Furniture. Shout out to Dr. Anteater. Madonna is doing an NFT fundraiser for women and children. So it's a good cause. Before you start roasting my 80s queen, my Illuminate confirmed queen, She's doing a fundraiser, so anyway, she's got three nudes dropped about Mother Goddess talk, and it shows three different forms of birthing in our world: the mother of nature, the mother of evolution, and the mother of technology. Now, the mother of evolution, you'll notice, as monarch butterflies coming out of her hoo-ha, her lily, whatever you want to call it. And it's interesting because we have this triple female idea. Again, we previously talked about this with Hocus Pocus 2 with the triple goddess. You'll see this topic with Dario Argento's Three Mothers, starting with the Suspiria, with that trilogy. But let's talk about the mother of technology. She says, the final work is Mother of Technology, and it takes place in a beautiful forest, depicting the way science can also give birth light. Can also give birth light into the world, but only if used with the right consciousness. The centipede represents technology, both the life-giving force and the dangers of it, the juxtaposition of dark and light. Technology comes to evolve in the physical, natural, and real world. We can do whatever we want, but there are consequences to that. Nature will ultimately win in the end. So interesting, right? We talk about Prometheus and the idea that Prometheus gave man fire, gave man the tools to become his own god. And that's what technology is from the point of view of a Luciferian. And she says science can give birth, can birth light into the world. I don't know why she says it the way she says it. But only if used with the right consciousness. Maybe it's the right understanding, the Luciferian understanding. I don't know. And she talks about the juxtaposition of light and dark, which, you know, takes us into the duality ideas. And the Freemasons always talk about this. That's why they got it on the floors with the black and white checkered floor, the mosaic pavement. But yeah, interesting. Madonna's dropping these triple goddess NFTs. And she's been acting real weird lately, so who knows what's going on with her. Finally, last but definitely not least, human furniture sighting. Another one to add to the growing list. Shout out to Atticus on my Patreon. He or she, I don't want to assume gender, this person sent me this idea that they had watched a film called Soylent Green. All right. And Soylent Green is one of these, ironically, I've never seen it. Let me look up the plot for you so I can tell you more about it. Soylent Green is a 1973 American ecological dystopian thriller film starring Charlton Heston and some other people, loosely based on the 1966 science fiction novel Make Room, Make Room. The film combines police procedural and science fiction genres, the investigation into the murder of a wealthy businessman, and a dystopian future of dying oceans and year-round humidity due to the greenhouse effect, resulting in pollution, poverty, overpopulation, euthanasia, and depleted resources. And ironically, the year that it takes place, 2022. That's right. And the scene, Atticus sent me some images that I will post to the Instagram post of this. So go to instagram.com/IsaacW, Isaac Weishaupt, excuse me. Link is in the show notes. And you can see the images where there's talk about a human furniture. And if I did some digging around, I didn't actually watch the movie. I'm very busy right now. But I got a lot of shows lined up. But I did do some research online. It says, I'm going to read you from 1000misspenthours.com, a review of Soylent Green. At the other end of the social ladder stands William R. Simonson, an executive of the Soylent Corporation. One night, a young man enters Simonson's hyper-luxury apartment in Century Towers while his bodyguard, Tab Fielding, and his, quote, furniture, Cheryl, are out. And aside, the notion of furniture is probably my favorite aspect of Soylent Green's vision of the future, in an especially stark illustration of the devaluation of human life. Wealthy men like Simonson often rent their dwellings furnished, quote-unquote, with attractive young women who serve as both domestic help and sex objects. The economy is apparently so wretched that a woman with the allure to succeed as furniture counts herself among the privileged few. Now, not to beat a dead horse here, but at the beginning of the show, I went on a very long diatribe about the dangers of taking away women's right to choose. Is it by design? Is it part of this dystopian future they're trying to create? Is Soylent Green showing us the future where women are furniture? Is that why we've seen human furniture in all these films? We've seen it in Eyes Wide Shut. We've seen it in Clockwork Orange. In fact, Clockwork Orange, I'm almost positive they're women. Eyes Wide Shut, I believe it's actually a man. But we see it in multiple films. And it's very strange. Is it some kind of subtle messaging? Are they trying to create this new dystopian future where we don't truly have equal rights? I certainly don't want it to be like that. I certainly don't want it to be so. But the theories about human furniture continue to perplex us. But shout out to Atticus for finding this on the film and sending me the info. I appreciate that. So thank you very much. And that's a wrap for the TMZ Illuminate Confirm. I've got other shows lined up for this month. I got some bangers coming down the pike. I got this show about the Google AI that's going to blow your mind. You won't believe what they say there. And then we're going to talk about aliens. There's a lot to catch up on. So thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for having an open mind. Thanks for hearing me out. You might not agree with me, and that's okay, because I probably don't agree with you. And it's totally fine, because that's what makes America beautiful. We have the right to disagree with each other. Currently. So there you go. Thanks for listening to the show. You know how to support the show. There's so many ways. You can buy any of my books on Amazon, Audible, or signed copies on Gumroad. Go get that Sacrifice Magic behind the mic. If you never read it, you're in for a real treat. You go to gumroad.com/IsaacW. I got a whole stack of them here waiting to sign and mail right to you. Thank you for listening to the show. Until next time, stay woke.